He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Matthew 12:30. Within the text of Matthew 12, Jesus had been accused of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub, to which Jesus said, "Every kingdom divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casteth out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand?" Verse 25 through 28. As understood from the text, Satan is not on the Lord's side, and therefore scattereth. There exists not even the slightest agreement between Jesus and Satan. Nevertheless, the Lord's statement has extension application, in that Jesus leaves no room for middle ground devotion. We are either with Jesus or we are not. Man cannot follow two sides. As Elijah had charged Israel, saying, "How long go ye limping between the two sides? If Jehovah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." 1 Kings 18:21. A great tragedy of life is that many would affirm they are with Jesus, when in reality they are not. They, like Israel, limp between the two sides. The nation of Israel had the same problem of believing they could live as they wished and Jehovah would be with them. However, Jehovah said through the prophet Jeremiah, "Stand in the gate of Jehovah's house and proclaim there this word and say, Hear the word of Jehovah, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of Jehovah, the temple of Jehovah, the temple of Jehovah are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute justice between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your own hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers from of old, even forevermore. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods that ye have not known, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered, that ye may do all these abominations? Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, saith Jehovah. But go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I caused my name to dwell at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because ye have done all these works, saith Jehovah, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not. And I called you, but ye answered not. Therefore will I do unto the house which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. And I will cast you out from my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim." Jeremiah 7:2-15. When we consider our relationship with Jehovah, we are also called upon to consider our conduct in regard to the immutable laws of God and cease to go limping between the two sides. What does Jehovah require but to do justly and to love kindness and to walk humbly with thy God? Micah 6:8. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, saying, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth unto his own flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth unto the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life." Galatians 6:7-8.